It's Thursday, October 17, 2024.
The risk of damage has gotten really high. This is the cost of climate change.
Destructive hurricanes could increase insurance premiums across the nation. Small Business Administration's disaster loan fund runs dry.
Also, the cost of climate change.
Plus, the Supreme Court allows EPA to enforce new limits on power plant emissions.
What?
For now.
Oh. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Donald Trump has pushed us to the point where we can't even agree on the weather. What a stupid time to be alive.
Yes, it is. This is your Green News Report.
Has anyone thought about unplugging America and plugging it back in again?
Okay, Desi Doyen, when I saw the headline, I thought this couldn't be. The U.S. Supreme Court did something that wasn't awful?
Yes, the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday allowed the EPA to temporarily enforce stringent new limits on planet-warming emissions from coal-fired power plants while legal challenges play out.
Are they okay?
The court rejected an emergency appeal from Republican-controlled states and industry groups seeking to halt the new rules, which require coal and new natural gas plants to cut or capture their greenhouse gas emissions 90% by 2032. By 2032, so not an emergency.
Uh-huh.
But the right-wing justices indicated support for striking down the rules, just not right now.
So there's still plenty of time for them to be terrible.
Yes. Phoenix, Arizona this week is finally getting relief from another record extended heat wave. Between September 23rd and October 14th, Phoenix set new daily record high temperatures for 21 consecutive days, unusual for this time of year. In 2024, Phoenix has had 70 days at or above 110 degrees, the most ever recorded in a single year.
They blew away that record.
President Biden announced this week that the Small Business Administration's disaster loan fund is now out of money due to the costly 1-2 punch of deadly hurricanes Helene and Milton. The SBA will halt issuing new low-interest disaster recovery loans to small businesses, homeowners, and renters until Congress approves new funding. But Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says that won't happen until after the November 5th election.
Mm-hmm.
The SBA urges disaster victims to apply now anyway.
Because Republicans are so concerned about small businesses.
A new Washington Post analysis finds that federal flood maps in North Carolina underestimated the risk faced by homeowners in areas devastated by Hurricane Helene.
Apparently.
Meaning the vast majority did not have coverage under the National Flood Insurance Program. Experts have long warned that FEMA's flood maps are outdated based on past flood risks and don't take into account future risks from extreme storms, even as studies show extreme precipitation events are increasing due to human-caused climate change. Not helping the situation is North Carolina's Republican-controlled state legislature, which has repeatedly blocked efforts to update building codes that would have curbed development in risky areas hit hard by Helene's catastrophic floods. And Donald Trump, in his first term as president, rolled back Obama-era flood protection standards, putting critical infrastructure projects at higher risk.
So Democrats aren't actually controlling the weather, but Republicans are actually making the damage worse.
Consumer Affairs magazine reports that the impact on insurance markets from Hurricanes Helene and Milton could have a ripple effect, raising property insurance premiums across the nation as insurers spread their risk exposure to help pay for widespread damage in the Southeast. In an interview with This Is Not Cool blog, Texas A&M climate scientist Andrew Dessler warns of the broader implications of the growing insurance crisis when companies can't charge enough to cover actual risk.
And so then the insurance companies just leave. Once you lose insurance, the whole economy falls apart. You know, our economy runs on insurance. Can't get a mortgage without insurance. The fundamental problem is the risk of damage has gotten really high. This is the cost of climate change.
And finally, good news for breathers in Los Angeles.
Hey, I'm a breather in Los Angeles.
Oil giant Phillips 66 announced that it will close its Los Angeles area oil refinery in 2025. It accounts for about 8% of the state's refining capacity. The company cited long-term sustainability concerns for the move and said it will continue to supply fuel to the state from other sources. The company said the announcement was not in response to new laws signed by Governor Gavin Newsom aimed at preventing price gouging and gasoline price spikes when refiners shut down for maintenance.
Either way, see ya, Phillips 66. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.